Another big event tonight is Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens delivering the State of the Town address. That's going to be in Hillsborough. And Mayor Stevens joining us now on the air. Mayor, thanks for being here. And I don't know if you caught the basketball game last night, but you've got a hard act to follow now.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Particularly after a game like that, to be up against Roy Williams and the team's same time slot.
That does improve the state of the town, though, right? Carolina winning.
It does. You know, it's interesting. Hillsborough has, historically, you've been lots and lots of Tar Heel fans. I'm a Tar Heel fan, but we're pretty much equidistant to Duke, and so there's Duke fans here. So it's an interesting basketball territory, but I'm so happy to see the Heels win last night. What a game. And but it's rocking here in Hillsborough. We're going to do the State of the Town tonight, and I'm looking forward to it.
That's going to be at the Witted Building in Hillsborough on West Tryon Street. Doors open at 6. The speech begins at 7. You'll have an opportunity, if you're listening out there, head to the Witted Building. You'll have an opportunity to meet with staff and talk about issues, ask questions, and then the speech itself starts at 7. So, Mayor, what's on the agenda for tonight?
You know, I had a hard time, Aaron, putting this one together. I mean, every year is a struggle, but we've had a lot of things happen in the past year and pretty much on our plate going forward, too. So we'll be talking a little bit about the review, about what happened during the year. We've had a lot of new businesses. We've had certainly lots of continued with our events. And some not so heavy things like the firebombing and the fire that all this happened in the last year. I do want to focus in on what the local town government has accomplished. And that's a very, very long and respectable list, including some reorganizing of town. This is the first year that we have a public space division. This is the first year that our stormwater has been a separate enterprise. We now have a planner who's assigned to economic development. So we're continuing to do things like taking care of our infrastructure and engaging citizens. And then I want to sort of top the meeting off after we've talked about what we've accomplished, but where we're going to go. A little bit about the going forward, the downtown improvements, but you know, there's a lot of concern with the amount of residential development that we have approved. Just, you know, how are we going to keep our small town character? So talk a little bit about that and what our game plan is going forward to preserve this character of this town we so much appreciate.
And that's I know that's been a concern for some time, and it's always going to be a concern as you see a town growing and increasing in population, and you see that in terms of a significant percentage growth as well as just sheer numbers. So does that drive to maintain the town's character, I know that's been a concern for the town for a long, long time. Has that drive changed at all, or have you had to change what the town does or what you do as mayor or what staff does or what just people in town have to do in order to maintain that character? Or is this still the same maintenance of character project that we've seen for years past?
Well, it's funny you should ask that, Aaron. I was just walking on King Street in front of the gallery talking to a gentleman who was looking in the window. And, you know, I said, where are you from? You know, have you been here before? He said, well, I have not been here in years. I said, where are you from? He said, Durham. and then he said, which I think this sort of says it all. He said, everything has changed, but it's still the same. And I think that's what we kind of wrestle with. It's a perennial question. There's things that are endearing about Hillsborough and certainly things that are enduring. You know, there's a real sense of place here. But there's also this small town character lifestyle that comes with the people. So part of what we'll be talking about our game plan is what we can do in the built development as the size of the town increases that keeps that sense of place. One is getting some real perspective that in the short run, for a town that's grown by 1,000 people a decade, you know, for the last 40 or 50 years, suddenly we're going to be adding several thousand, by 2020, and probably doubling in size pretty quickly. But the other perspective of that, if you look out 20 and 30 years, we will kind of hit a ceiling, and there isn't going to be a whole lot of growth going in the long-term future. It actually will probably stabilize, and that presents a whole different set of questions about keeping that character. So we'll probably settle out around 13,000, which is still a pretty small town, about 6,500 now. And so this is part of our game plan of what does that look like when we're a town 10, 15, 20 years from now, kind of settle down at 13,000, because decisions we make now are going to really shape the character.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, again, hillsboroughnc.gov. If you want to find out information about the town, and the state of the town address is tonight, 7 p.m. in the Witted Building on West Tryon Street. And I know we always say it's always happening in Hillsborough, and obviously the state of the town address tonight, but you've got last Friday's art walk coming up this Friday. We want to give a shout out to, and some pretty cool events this past weekend as well, right?
Oh, yes. Well, of course, the last Friday's art walk, Friday night, 6 to 9. Certainly, I have a gallery downtown, but Eno Gallery, the Hillsborough Gallery of Arts, the Hillsborough Arts Council Gallery, it's a great time to go gallery hopping. And, of course, restaurants are open, other shops are open. So it's a great time to come to Hillsborough and enjoy the evening. And we did have some very interesting events this past weekend, Aaron, just really put an exclamation point on our history. One was a dedication for the ball field that's at Fairview Park, which was named in honor of James, as he's known, Junebug Stewart. And back in 98, Stewart, sort of a local character in this predominantly African-American neighborhood, found this kind of field, which was pretty much in a, I want to say it's a abandoned town dump from Hillsborough. It was later acquired by Orange County, and he cleaned up this field. Thought it'd be a great place to have a ball field. Got a lot of volunteers to do it. They had a local team that got started, the Fairview Eagles. He even won in 1999 an award for just creating this field of dreams. So, all good. One of the problems was, though, it was on a dump. It really wasn't safe. So that created a conundrum. But, of course, by this time, Orange County had acquired the property. And I think with the town and the county and, kind of put all their heads together, working with the Fairview community, and that's where we began the Fairview Park. And so this past weekend, there was a whole dedication for Mr. Stewart's family. Now, he passed away the year that I became mayor, so I never got to know him very well, but he's quite a legend in the Fairview community. I had a lot of family there, a lot of folks out in the community, most of the county commissioners. It was just a lovely event for this beautiful ball field, this beautiful park that's out there, available for anyone in the county. But also recognizing what I call that small town character that we'll be talking about tonight at the State of the Town. Here's somebody who's a champion, makes something happen, and you have official bodies as well as informal groups get together and do that small town where it's people working together, people in a nice neighborhood, living a field of dreams in a small town. So what a lovely event.
That's really cool. So, again, if you're listening out there, State of the Town tonight, 7 o'clock, Witted Building on West Tryon Street in Hillsborough. And don't forget to mark your calendars for this Friday, last Friday art walk in downtown Hillsborough as well. Mayor, we got to let you go, but thank you so much and have a good speech tonight.
Have a great week, Aaron.